The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Josh Carr Show. Today we will be looking at this interview between Cenk and Anna from the Young Turks and Vivek Ramaswamy, and I'm going to break down a little bit of what happens. We're going to look at three clips. Here we go.
Precedent to implement a slate of fake electors to overturn the results of our democratic process and go against the will of the American voters.
So look. I think that there were serious issues that need to be discussed relating to election integrity. However, I would not have made those same judgments that Donald Trump did. This, though, belongs to the voters. This is a judgment for the voters of this country, not a judgment for a justice system that lands people in prison as its ultimate goal, especially political opponents. I just think that's bad for the United States of America. Okay. So leave it to the voters. Trust the voters to make the decision of who governs.
Okay.
Instead of trying to take it out of the voters' hands. And so I don't think that should be.
Okay, so I want to pause it right here really quick. The reason why Vivek Ramaswamy is right on this point and why I totally agree with him is because of the fact that of the precedent of the nature of this. And the problem, and I think a lot of Democrats are not looking at this, is if you make this the rule, Republicans will do this time and time again. And I think that our Congress would be better served actually serving the people than just looking at the dealings of presidents and some of the things that they may have said. And my biggest frustration, though, even beyond that, is that people act, you see this all the time on the internet, people act like they know for sure that Donald Trump is guilty or not guilty. The reality is this: nobody understands this law except for potentially some judges and lawyers. And so it's very presumptuous, I think, personally, of Cenk and Anna, who are not lawyers, and even Vivek Ramaswamy, who, and this is what I actually favor Vivek on, he's not making much of a judicial call here. He doesn't know. And it's because we're in unprecedented times. And when there's unprecedented times, there's a lot of room for one side to say something's biased and then use that as a political tool later. So I think that's the point he's bringing up. As always, guys, I am sponsored by Gulag America. Now, as we enter the winter season, I've got some great stuff from Gulag America for those loved ones who maybe are a little more conservative or not, depending on what kind of Christmas gift you want to get them. Gulag America has premium apparel for both men and women. It's got patriotic clothing for, they've got long sleeves, short sleeves, as well as sweatshirts. They're really great. There is a technically Josh Carr merch as well. If you want to check that out, it's at gulagamerica.com. If you use my code JoshCarr10, you will get 10% off. Again, that's at gulagamerica.com. But let's continue on.
Controversial idea.
Yeah, it's definitely controversial because what you're saying is
leaving it to the voters is controversial.
Not that. Hold on. Not the former president broke laws,
including going against the will of the American voters by implementing a slate of fake electors, which were noted as such in memos passed around within the Trump campaign. They were referred to as fake and fraudulent electors by Trump's co-conspirators. That is part of the evidence. Another piece of evidence that I think is compelling, to say the least.
I want to stop it there one more time. Again, this is this central thing, and I think it's where progressives are totally missing, especially like honest progressives, like I think Cenk and Anna are. I don't agree with them on hardly anything, but if you've seen them talk to other conservative people on their podcast, they tend to have this more open side to them that I think is missed on their own podcast, their own show. But it's this idea that people are guilty until proven innocent, and that's just not true. And so Vivek keeps coming back to this thing where it's like, no, we don't know for sure that he's guilty. And it's really dangerous for people just to be like, we know he's guilty because that's what the court document said. No. A judge and a jury have not passed down a sentence saying he's guilty. Therefore, he's not. And Anna especially, Cenk kind of gets this, you can see throughout this interview, but Anna especially does not understand the rule of law in the slightest. Continuing on.
Is that they had fake electors in the state of New Mexico, which had absolutely no pending litigation in regard to election fraud.
We have a court and a legal system, and if you want to go into the details of this, the First Amendment absolutely protects, and courts have held this for a long time, dating back to a case called Alvarez, I think it was in 2012, that political officials, including candidates for election, unfortunately, like it or not, have the First Amendment right not to tell the truth. That's just a fact. It's not something that we should necessarily.
Donald Trump was lying.
That's for the courts to decide. But what I'm telling you guys,
then he should be tried. If it's for the courts to decide, and we live in a country of laws, and he's being charged with a very important criminal act, why do you get to decide instead of the court system and say, oh, just let him off? Who cares what the evidence is?
Because nobody else has been charged under the same set of facts.
Because no one else tried to do a coup against America with a fake elector scheme. Do you know a second person?
All right, we're going to pause there. This idea that there's been like this coup from Donald Trump, those who say that do not understand coups and the history of coups. Coups tend to come from the military. Occasionally they'll come from like the lower class, very rarely though. So to hear that Donald Trump committed a coup, that's just like incorrect language. At no point did Donald Trump try to commit a coup, because there are some seriously intense stuff he could have done if he was trying to do that. So this is hyperbolic language that isn't even helpful for Cenk and Anna's side. So I don't know why they're even talking about this.
Who's ever been accused of that?
We've had contested elections dating back to the late 1800s in this country, and a lot.
Yeah, but no one ever did fake electors and tried to do a coup, Vivek. So are you saying, because this is really important, because good for the goose is good for the gander. So you're saying Joe Biden, on his way out, can take any national secrets and show them to anyone he likes. He could even sell them, whatever. He could just take them. Who cares?
He can't sell them.
And hold on.
I'm pretty clear about this.
Okay.
He can't sell them.
Okay, all right. But if Donald Trump is charged with selling them, are we allowed to try him then? Or do we just have to let him go no matter what he's charged with?
We're going to be on for most of an hour, so I think it's just important for you to understand something about me. I care about the details. Facts actually matter. I don't care about,
you care about the details
random
as well.
Jousting.
And you just implemented a law having to do with political speech of a president and extended it to the actions of the president. If the actions of the president are criminal, he should be held to the same. Can you please let me finish my statement?
Yeah.
Okay? If the actions of the president happen to be illegal actions, especially in the context of our democratic process, you genuinely believe that that individual should not be held accountable for what he engaged in. You think that any former sitting president of the United States can attempt to steal elections, can attempt to implement fake electors and go against the will of the American people. Is that what you're arguing here?
And I just want to address you correctly. What's your name?
I mean, you just came on my show. You don't know my name? My name's Anna.
I don't actually. I thought I was talking to Cenk. What's your name?
My name
is Anna.
Anna, good. No, we're going to be chatting for a while. I just wanted to address you conversationally.
Sure, prepared for the interview
Anna,
ahead of time.
Okay, I'm going to pause there. That part is kind of where it gets uncomfortable. It gets like a little personal between them. But honestly, I think Vivek Ramaswamy was really trying to be like respectful in that manner, especially when you look at like how nobody can pronounce his name correctly. So I think that was no disrespect on his part, but I included that just because you can tell there's obvious tension between Anna and Vivek, and Cenk is really like, hey, can we just like get back to the conversation? You guys, it is November, but it's not just any November. It is No Shave November. That's why I partnered with my next sponsor, Two Beards Post. Two Beards Post has fantastic all natural products for your beard. especially for No Shave November. You got to grow that baby out. I might be doing it too. I'm not going to promise anything. But they've got beard oil, which is fantastic. If you're not into beards, or if you're a woman potentially and don't have a beard, hopefully you don't have a beard, they've got fantastic stuff for your body as well. They make everything in very low doses so that they can maintain that high quality. So definitely suggest checking them out at twobeards.club. Again, that's twobeards.club for amazing products, both for your beard, for your body, whether you're a man or a woman. I love their stuff. And it's got some fun packaging as well. You got to go check that out. Again, that's at twobeards.club.
Just to be clear, so Nikki Haley and others are circus monkeys who are corrupt.
I think that the people who are running in the Republican primary, whose money is principally funded by super PACs, are really just vessels for their super PACs. That includes Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, anybody whose campaign is principally being spent via their super PAC rather than their campaign. It's just a fact. That's the way it works.
You used stronger language about this, which I agreed with during your interview with Sean Hannity. I want to give the audience a little snippet of what you had to say. Let's take a look.
Why would you accuse Nikki Haley of being corrupt?
I don't believe that somebody should be able to be the next commander in chief if they have monetized their time in government, going from being in debt to making $8 million through military contracting businesses, through service on the board of Boeing. Frankly, it is shameful for somebody to be collecting stock options from corporate boards while they're...
This is so obviously true. Obviously, this is something that they agree on. And it's one reason probably why Vivek Ramaswamy supports Donald Trump so much is Donald Trump is one of the only presidents, certainly one of the only political, you know, big political people of the 21st century that has gotten poorer as a president. And I think there is something to be said for that. I think Vivek Ramaswamy, if elected president, I don't suspect he will, unfortunately, honestly, because I like him a lot. I don't suspect he would get more rich either. And it's unfortunate that he was attacked so much from Republicans on this, because voters need to know these things. There's a lot of voters out there who do not know this. Some people just think that, like, campaign, it's on, I think it's mostly Democrats, but they think it's just hunky dory. Like, people are just getting donations from the little guy, like, you know, 50 bucks here and 50 bucks there. And that's how they fund their campaign. It's just not how it works. It doesn't work that way for Republicans or Democrats. And for Vivek Ramaswamy, for him to point this out is super important. And it's no wonder that, I guess, that Republicans came so harshly down on him in the elite class. But even on the voter side, you saw some voters who kind of were turned off by that. And I disagree with that. I think that's a good thing. Finally, guys, for the Christmas season, one of my favorite sponsors is Smart Labels. I've partnered with them because this Christmas season, you want to be able to know where you're putting that those Christmas decorations, as well as, you know, Thanksgiving and fall decorations as you put them away as well. This is how Smart Labels works. First, you just go online, you buy some Smart Labels. They're very affordable. You download the Smart Labels app, and then you get the Smart Labels in the mail very quickly. You're gonna create your first Smart Label by scanning it through the app. Then you essentially get to name it. You get to take a photo of the container. You get to tell it yourself where the location is, and all of that is stored inside your phone in that app. My favorite feature of this, however, is you literally get to type in your phone what in each individual item is. So instead of you just having this label on your box that says Christmas decorations, you can literally search in the app Christmas lights, and you'll know exactly what the label looks like, where it's kept. You might even have a picture if you add it in yourself. And me and my wife love it. I literally could not give high reviews for this product. So please go check them out. Again, that's at qrsmartlabels.com.
Vivek, you have proposed cutting giant parts of the United States government at the federal level and at the executive level. So without getting into all of it, let me just name three of them: Department of Education, FBI, and IRS. So to most people, that sounds a little crazy. Are we not going to collect taxes? Are we not going to do law enforcement? So tell us why getting rid of the IRS, as an example, makes any sense at all.
Well, I think that's just an administrative reorganization. Downsize it, move it to the US Treasury so it's a revenue collection process. I can tell you about the FBI. I mean, this is the one I get a lot of questions about, and I think is the most understandable pushback that people have, and I can do the education one too. There's 35,000 employees at the FBI. 20,000 of them are in back office functions in the J. Edgar Hoover building and back offices in this bureau. they can go home and find honest work in the private sector. But the 15,000 agents on the front line should be moved to agents like the agencies like the U.S. Marshals or to the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network at the U.S. Treasury or the DEA.
Okay, absolutely. I mean, obviously, right? Like, why the FBI too? Oh, man, if you look at the history of the FBI, it is so corrupt. And it's not, this is not even a partisan issue in the slightest. This is like Vivek Ramaswamy talks about this a lot. He doesn't really believe in the left-right thing. This is just not left and right. They literally threatened Martin Luther King Jr. They threatened Donald Trump. Like, totally different sides of the spectrum. The FBI is so obviously corrupt. It's really, this is one of the most important things that Vivek Ramaswamy has brought to people's attention. I hope whoever the Republican nominee is, it's going to be Trump, will take this lead, maybe even put Vivek on his cabinet if Vivek will do it, and get rid of some of these crap agencies like the FBI and the IRS. In large part, the DOJ needs to be reformed, probably. And of course, the Department of Education. This is just the major theme of this. It's kind of ironic. If you've seen this interview unclipped without my commentary, it's entitled Cenk and Anna Destroy Vivek Ramaswamy. It's totally the opposite. Like, he's so clearly ahead of them. And it's really funny, especially on his defense of Trump. Like, he's not even trying to defend Trump so much as he is just like the rule of law. And it's so obvious. And they're so obviously just partisan and just trying to attack him. It's, I mean, obviously, there's a bit of a kind of this conflict of interest with Cenk because he's actually announced that he's running for president. And I think that should have been acknowledged. It's a little dishonest on his part, but it's really the opposite. And that's why I've named the title of this video that Vivek Ramaswamy destroys Cenk and Anna. As always, guys, thank you so much for watching. Go check out the sponsors in the link below if you're interested, as well as subscribe if you got a little bit of value or entertainment out of this video. Thanks, guys.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.